The number of new Lyme disease cases in the Finger Lakes has shot up in the last decade, but the increases have leveled off over the last few years. Disease researchers say it's likely a sign of a new normal. Lyme disease used to be concentrated downstate, but climate change is helping the ticks that carry it to expand their range westward. Brian Backinson is at the State Health Department's Communicable Disease Control Office. He says that's leading to new research in New York aimed at reducing the tick population.
One of the areas of research that's relatively hot right now is trying to figure out, good ways to do kind of area-wide tick control. Most of the tick control that we talk about has typically been done at the homeowner level.
Backinson says more research is needed to figure out exactly how much of the spread of ticks is due to climate change. One of the people studying that issue is Rochester Regional Health's Emil Lesho. He's an infectious diseases consultant, and he says the spread of Lyme disease is a sign of bigger problems to come.
Climate change contributes to a huge crisis in infectious disease, and that crisis is antibiotic resistance.
Lesho says when people get sick and are prescribed antibiotics, some bacteria develop a resistance to the medication. That resistance makes it much harder to treat future illnesses. Lesho says climate change is expanding the range of lots of diseases, and it's accelerating the development of antibiotic-resistant strains. He expects Lyme disease to continue moving west toward counties like Niagara and Orleans, where annual cases are still in the single digits. Still, preventing Lyme disease infection is the first step to stopping its spread. Backinson says the researchers in his lab practice what they preach. They wear long pants to keep ticks off their skin and light-colored clothes to make ticks easier to spot. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.